Hey there, TPT friend. Are you frustrated with your TPT sales these days? Feeling stuck and overwhelmed with how to grow your earnings? Let me introduce you to my very favorite tool for running my TPT store, your data playbook. As a savvy teacher seller, you know that data and SEO go hand in hand. But let's face it, none of us have the time or energy to dig through all the data and make sense of it all. That's where YDP comes in. Your data playbook pulled all your TPT data together in an easy-to-understand format and gives you easy, actionable steps to increase your sales. I'm not one to promote things I don't really believe in, so you can trust when I say YDP is the real deal. It's my not-so-secret weapon for keeping my TPT store earnings up, even though I am spending very little time on it. And that's really why I am so excited to share YDP with you. When you join YDP with my affiliate link now through May 7th, I'll invite you to an exclusive group coaching session where I'll walk you through all of the tools and my processes for using them to grow my business and increase my sales. Don't miss this opportunity to take advantage of this amazing tool for your TPT business. You can learn more and become a member at kristendoyle.co/YDP. Hey, TPT sellers, ready to see growth in your business? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Savvy Teacher Seller. I'm Kristen Doyle, and I'm here to give you no fluff tools and strategies that will really make an impact on your sales. Let's get started, y'all. Hey, y'all. Welcome to this episode of The Savvy Teacher Seller. I'm your host, Kristen Doyle, and today's episode is one where I'm going to get a little vulnerable with you. I shared with my email list a couple of weeks ago that I've been struggling a little bit I'm a little better now, but at that point, I had been struggling for about a week and a half or so to get back in the swing of things with work. I had taken an unplanned, almost an entire week off work because I got injured. I did a little work on the couch, but kind of got behind on work then. And then I had a planned vacation that obviously did not let me catch up on the work I had missed while I was recovering from my injury. Then I took this vacation in paradise where it was sunny and warm and wonderful. Then I had to leave the beach and come back to a cloudy, dreary January in Tennessee. And when I got home, of course, I felt like I had 1,000 things on my to-do list. And when you put it all together, I was just feeling super overwhelmed, super behind, and I was honestly just having trouble getting anything done. I'm sure you've probably had this experience before. You know, it happens to all of us at some point in our lives. Sometimes we're just having a hard week or two or three. So I asked my email list, what do you do to get back in the groove of working when you've been away? Whether it was something on purpose, like a vacation, or it was something completely unplanned, or like me, sometimes you have a little bit of both and they just kind of all happen at the same time and it leaves you feeling frustrated and unproductive. So I got an incredible amount of responses and such great advice. Some of you brought me to tears. If you are one of those people who took time to reply and share a tip or two and some encouragement, thank you so, so much. You just can't know how much it meant to me to get to read your messages. The other thing I got, though, was replies from several of you who were telling me that you struggle with the same thing or you have something coming up in your life that you think is going to maybe lead to you struggling with the same thing. A couple people said, surgeries and maternity leaves and things like that. And you wanted to know if I could share the tips that I'm getting. So consider your wish granted. Today, I am going to share some of my favorite advice that I got back in those replies. These are some very, very wise words from some very wise entrepreneurs. And I can just about guarantee you that they will help you break out of whatever funk you find yourself in one day. All right, let's dive into all of this great advice that people shared. Some of it is very practical. Some of it is a little bit more headspace advice, but it is all fantastic, and I can't wait to share it with you. All right, Jen said, I take my to-do list and break it down by day. Then each day I still feel accomplished, even if I haven't tackled the whole to-do list, and it helps a lot. And I shared with her that I have been slacking on my to-do list lately, but it really does help to have a to-do list that is doable so you feel like you've accomplished what you set out to for the day. Chris shared something really similar. She said that she writes down just three things for the day, that if she does those things, she can call that day a success. And she said when it comes to that list of her top three priorities, she tries to eat the frog first. If you're not familiar with that saying, it just means to do the thing you don't want to do and get it out of the way. She said she picks something that's not necessarily time consuming, but it's just something she doesn't feel like doing, because when she eats that frog first, she can get that quick win and feel like she can conquer the rest of the list. While we're talking about list making, Janice said that for her, a lot of times getting in that funk where you're feeling unproductive and you just don't know where to start, she said a lot of times that's a feeling of losing control. And I've never thought of it that way, but I thought that was such a good way to look at it and to recognize that when we do feel overwhelmed and stressed out and out of control, which is definitely part of where I was a couple of weeks ago, making a list, adding that small number of tasks to every day, spreading it out over, you know, a week or two or three, whatever you need to get your list done. She said that puts me back in control. And I'll slowly plug away at getting it all done. When there's a plan and a light at the end of the tunnel, I usually work faster than what I anticipated and start crossing stuff off my to-dos for days past today. So I thought that was really good advice and a really good just perspective to take about what's going on and just recognizing the bigger picture that you're feeling a little out of control sometimes when we get into that funk. Allison shared something that I have heard many times before, and I've honestly just never thought it was affecting me. But in this moment, at this point, coming back from a beach vacation where it was sunny and warm and great to really dreary, kind of rainy, cloudy every day for a week and cold Tennessee in January, she said, have you considered a light to combat seasonal affective disorder? And as soon as I read that first sentence, I thought, oh my goodness, maybe that is part of my problem. She shared with me some of the symptoms with SAD, seasonal affective disorder, are just losing interest in activities, being too tired, wanting to sleep too much, feeling hopeless, not being able to concentrate, things like that. And one of the factors that experts have identified as playing a factor in seasonal affective disorder is a lack of sunlight. So especially in my case, coming from somewhere where it was warm and sunny and summer outside, straight back to super the opposite of that, super wintry and just yuck. I feel like that really could be a big piece of it. So I did get one of those lights and I'm really excited about it. She has a seasonal affective disorder light from Amazon. You can put it kind of right beside you on your desk. You can put it on an end table. So thank you, Allison, for sharing that idea with me. I am so excited to give it a try. Noelle said that when she had a similar situation, she had to take a break from things and get back to it. She started slow with the stuff that she wanted to do. And then she started adding on little bits of other things. She also reminded me of a big picture reality that a lot of us forget about. And that is, I'm going to read it exactly what she said. She said, sometimes I think we just need to not push ourselves all the time. It's okay to lose focus, especially when we as adults have so much responsibility in our lives. So thank you, Nicole, for sharing that. Good reminder for all of us that we do need to take time away and it's okay to not push. Ellen shared something really similar and she gave me a little bit of maybe tough love, but I appreciated it. It was in the best way. And I'm going to give that to you guys too. I'm going to read you what she wrote me and just imagine me saying it to you. Ellen said, you need to give yourself grace. You have big expectations of your business and yourself, which are great, but you are human. She said, I know this is hard to hear, especially as a parent, but you need to take care of yourself first. It really is true. Be good to yourself. Carve out time for you to feed your sweet soul. Once you start putting yourself in front, then you'll truly have more energy and desire to do the other things. And Ellen, I'm getting teary just reading it right now. She put my name in all of those. And so just reading back through that reminds me how important it is that we really do need to prioritize ourselves and our own health and well-being over all of the other things that are going on over the business. And as important as it is, as much as I love to work hard on growing my business, we need to put ourselves ahead so that we can be present and do good things in our business, in our family, in whatever else we are working on. From a really practical standpoint, Ellen also shared, look at it as if you're giving advice to a client. Or in your case, if you don't have clients, look at it as if you're giving advice to a TPT seller friend. I find it so much easier to look at someone else's problems and see what they should prioritize. So I've been trying to take that little step back and think about what is it that I would tell someone else, a friend or a client, because she's absolutely right. It's so much easier to look at someone else's problems or someone else's struggles and be able to give them advice. So I've been trying to take that step back in my own struggles as well. Anna Joy shared a strategy she uses where she said she puts her head in a corner. And basically that just means to put some music or a podcast or something on and really focus in on just one task at a time. And she said to do the easiest things first so you can gain some momentum. Whether it's business stuff or house stuff she mentioned, whatever's immediately in front of you, something you can make some real progress on some simple tasks, that gives you enough momentum that then you can start to tackle the big things. And she said, for sure, checklists help you keep on task and get that win as you check things off. That's been a big theme from a lot of the advice that people gave. And I definitely love a good checklist. Melissa said, I hate it when this happens, but some things I like to do are to give myself something fun to look forward to while you're working. So maybe a new pen you're going to use or a new candle on your desk, something like that. She also said, I usually listen to nothing or white noise while I'm working, and that's usually me as well. But she said, if I'm in a funk, I like to switch to a playlist with music I love and turn it up loud. And, you know, sometimes that just almost a shock to your system, something totally different from your norm, can be really helpful to get back in the swing of things. Melissa also reminded me, like a lot of people have, that sometimes we just need to slow down for a bit. And it's frustrating because there are so many things to do. She said, but listen to your body and take a beat. The business will still be there. It will be okay. You don't want to burn out completely. Laura shared an idea of just changing your scenery. She said she takes her laptop to a different part of the house, somewhere out of her office, to get some quick things done. She said that helps me get into the work mindset without going into my office, which seems to help me stop procrastinating. And I do that occasionally, but when I need a change of scenery, a lot of times I will go into a co-working space in town. I actually heard about co-working spaces from another TPT seller, from Megan, and she was telling me about a co-working space that she uses. Basically, the idea is you just are able to go to this big open space where everyone is just working. They have lots of different, at least in the one I use, they have lots of different types of seating. There are couches and tables and chairs and bar stools. And there's even an exercise bike with a desk. And ours has two swings hanging from the ceiling that you can sit in and work while you swing. But going into a co-working space like that and being somewhere outside of my house really does help me to focus. I find I'm really productive when I'm there because I am not distracted by all the other things around my house. So go somewhere different, whether it's a co-working space that you maybe want to get a membership for, or you just head out to a coffee shop that has free Wi-Fi and get some work done somewhere else. For some reason, when I'm not at home, I feel like I have to be doing work. I think I'm imagining people maybe are judging me if I'm scrolling Facebook while I am sitting in front of my laptop. They're probably not paying any attention, but that's okay. It helps me be productive. Rachel said, usually I just give myself more time. Clearly, I just need it sometimes. And if I can't do that, I start with a creative project that feels easy and fun to me. That usually lets me slide back into the productivity groove without too much pain. And I love that strategy. And again, the reminder that sometimes we just need to give ourselves grace and give ourselves that time. Kaylin shared a super practical tip. She said, get a large coffee or a Celsius to get up and moving and out of a funk. And yes, I am definitely living on coffee these days and Celsius every now and then. Sherry suggested jumping into a co-working group because it can be so motivating to be working on things alongside other people. And I find co-working groups a lot of times will kind of do the same thing as going into a different space. So jump into a co-working group. If you're not part of a co-working group, there is no reason you can't just ask some people. I have a friend who is an entrepreneur in a different niche, and every now and then I will see her post just on her public Facebook because she has lots of entrepreneur friends. Hey, I'm going to do some co-working tonight at whatever time. Anybody want to join me for some silent co-working? And there are always people who respond, and they hop on Zoom and do a little silent co-working together and get some things done. So if you're not in a group that offers that, definitely think about reaching out to other entrepreneur friends. And then Katie's advice was to chat with a friend who can inspire you to take your business to where it could be. Works every time. And I will definitely encourage you to reach out to your entrepreneur friends. We are 9 times out of 10 all struggling with the same things, especially if the number of replies I got to this email is any indicator. We are all struggling with the same things at different times. So talk to your entrepreneur friends who understand. You know, a lot of times, especially as an online entrepreneur, we can feel very isolated and alone, and like our real life friends don't really get what we do. So definitely take time to reach out to friends that you have who do understand. There was so much good advice. I didn't even get through all of the responses in this episode. It was getting long and I had to cut some out, but I hope that you enjoyed all of these different tips and that you found something that stood out to help you get through a funk when you find yourself in one. I want to extend a special thank you to everyone who replied and those of you who agreed to let me use your advice in the show today. Hang on to this episode, bookmark it somewhere for when you find yourself struggling to get in a productive groove, or you're just not feeling yourself and needing to do a little something to get out of the funk that you're in and get back to being you. And take a minute to share it with an entrepreneur friend who might sometimes struggle with the same things that all of us do. Talk to you soon, friends. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with another teacher seller who would also find it helpful. For more resources on growing your TPT business, head to kristendoyle.co/TPT. Talk to you soon.